Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
There is a reason why we love dogs so much. They are always super happy to see us when we show up. Dad comes home from work, mom's on the phone stirring the saucepan. The kids have their faces planted in their iPad or Game Boy, and nobody notices or cares about dad. Or at least, that's how dad feels. But the dog, no matter what he was doing, napping, playing with his favorite toy, getting a drink of water, when dad enters, oh boy! He drops everything, immediately goes racing towards him, wagging his tail excitedly to greet dad like he's coming home as a conquering hero. The dog provides us one of our most desired human needs, to be seen, to made feel that we matter, and acceptance. Coming from the outside into an established circle, that's what we want. I have a friend named Bill. Bill acts like a dog, and I mean that as the greatest of compliments. No matter what he's doing, when you first enter the circle that he's in, he drops everything that he's doing and greets you enthusiastically. You walk into his office and he's working on something intensely, and he will stop what he's doing, jump up, come racing around his desk to greet you, tail wagging. He'll do the same if you walk into a conference room where there's already a dozen people seated. Bill could be hosting a grand gala, but as soon as you enter, he greets you as if you were the single most important guest of honor. The amazing thing about watching Bill is every one of his invited guests would say the same. He has this amazing ability to make everybody feel like they are the most important guest in the room. It's truly remarkable. And as a result, everybody loves Bill. And I mean, love him. Why? Because he's given them the most precious human gift of all. You see, as a social tribe species, there's nothing more unnerving to us than when we enter a room or a small circle where other humans have already been gathered together, maybe in a clique. Approaching that has a thousand primal fear bells going off in our emotional psyche. Not just the threat or danger bell, but the will I be accepted or rejected bell. That moment, as we enter or approach a group of other human beings, strangers, or even existing friends, is one of the most vulnerable moments that we repeatedly experience in the human condition. How often have you approached a circle of people talking with each other and you were completely ignored, made to feel invisible? In fact, they didn't even open up the circle enough for you to be included. They might not have shut you out intentionally, but to your ego, it feels like death by a thousand cuts. To a social tribe species, rejection is the ego's worst fear. To be left out, to be made to feel insignificant, unimportant, unseen, and unworthy. But when somebody does the opposite, as soon as they see you, they not only accept you, but let you in, but they wag their tail enthusiastically to greet you like a lost son returning from the war. That is fulfilling one of our greatest human needs. Heck, that's love at first greeting. Having experienced that feeling many, many times by Bill, I have made it my mantra. I need to be more like Bill. Now, I know how important it is to have everyone feel welcome and accepted whenever they enter, be it a conversation circle, a room, or even arriving on a Zoom call. I want to encourage you to do the same now. Be like Bill. Every time somebody new enters your office, your home, your circle that you're talking with, wag your tail and greet them enthusiastically. Show them that you see them, that they are accepted, that they matter. You will be giving them the most precious gift of all. Validation.